Oh, that's right, everybody wants to rule the world. Yes, they do. That's Tears for Fears, everybody. This is Cliff Cliverson on the one and only K-Hits 95.9. We have a very special guest, and this very special guest comes from the underworld. That's right, the underworld. You've heard this right. A lot of people like to paint him red with horns, but today he is dressed in an LA Rams sweatshirt and a Los Angeles Dodgers hat. Shall we call you Dark Prince or Dark Lord? What would you prefer?
You can call me Master. I am the one and only Keeper of the Gate. I believe I have your partner's soul. You can't even come in and sit at the studio. You have me sitting with this valley boy. Hello, Clifton.
Okay, well, everybody wants to rule the world, don't they? Let me ask you, what do we give this motive today for you coming out here?
Well, as you know, I usually come to collect souls. Bon Scott, I've got him. I've got Richard Pryor's soul.
So basically what you're trying to tell us is you're here to collect souls?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought that job belonged to somebody else.
No.
But anyway, on that note, we are here celebrating new wave music today. And is there a particular new wave song that you prefer?
I love them all. I created the music that other guy hates, Clifford. I created Boy George because people would hate him.
What are your plans today? What in particular do you want to do today?
Today I'm going to go to the golf course, the Montebello golf course. Off the 60 freeway. And I'm going to go 18, have some drinks, and meet up with a splendid young 30-year-old named Brandy Branderson. And then I think I'll get a burrito or something like that. Maybe I'll drive through traffic and watch people get angry. I'm going to take souls with me, and we are going back to the 80s when everything was free. See you in 5 years, Clifford.
It's Friday, and you're with Back to the 80s, Toscano and Chang, the show that introduces the 80s to a whole new generation, taking us back to a time when life was much simpler, much more dangerous, but it was a whole lot of fun. We're here Friday on all platforms, and we thank you for taking the time to join us. Throughout the week, don't forget to visit our Facebook page, give us a like, a follow, because that helps our show grow. With us today, as he is every single Friday, ladies and gentlemen, is a man that has told more jokes than Bill Cosby on date night. He is a man that has taught Mr. Miyagi the crane move. We here at Back to the 80s call him the Chang.
Yes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, ladies of the 80s, rivet heads and earth dogs, preppies, and everyone that joined me that wore OP pants. It is I, the legend in my own mind, the Chang, the second driver to this vehicle of zaniness. And before we start the show, I want Toscano to bow his head, close his eyes, and he will get a big surprise. Toscano, are you ready for a surprise?
I'd rather not.
Please, Toscano, get ready for a surprise.
All right. And I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, you weighing 194 pounds of pure muscle and Italian sauce dressing, Toscano Tusky. In this other round, weighing a cool 165. We have nothing but the leanest, meanest creature since the snail and the slug, the Chang, as the bell will ring. Let's get ready to rumble! Welcome to Back to the 80s, Toscano. I am going to challenge you tonight, and we're going to go music to music, new wave, girl against guy. What do you think about that? I will play the girl because I have beautiful flowing long hair.
That you do. I'm glad you specified that and that you were going to clear it up. I do want to mention that on today's show, we are going to continue part two of the new wave craze, talking about 1983, 1984, new wave music, and a lot more. So stick around, because Back to the 80s is going to be right back.
Toscano, take your shirt off for the fans.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station. Now,
back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Welcome back. You are locked and loaded to Back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang. Chang here. Tonight, we have a hell of a show tonight. New wave, get the crave. We're going to have to enslave all of you to put your thinking caps on and maybe hit us on our Facebook, maybe our Patreon page. Hit us on some of our network feeds with comments. Let us know what you may have in your little crane to think about our set. Tonight, Toscano, I am going to take you far and beyond any type of challenge you've ever had. Any type. It's going to be tougher than the Speedo contest you had in 1986. It's going to be tougher than the how much baby oil can you put on one bicep contest that you were at Venice Beach, I heard about, in 1987. It's going to be something that's going to dazzle you to make you feel like you need to go back to Italy and start all over. I'm going to hit you tonight with my top five female artists of New Wave and their top song. What do you think of that, Bo?
That sounds excellent. But before we do that, we do want to give some special shout-outs tonight.
Oh, yes, please do. Start us off, my good friend.
I want to give a very special shout-out if you are listening from Canada, from Spain, from Ireland, and Brazil. And let's do one more country just after. Let's spin the wheel here. And also a big shout out if you're listening to us directly from Madagascar.
Wow. Now, that was a great movie. I watched that with my grandchildren.
Madagascar.
Hey, let's give a shout out to Germany, Austria, the UK, Mexico. Let's give a shout out to Southern California. Orale, homies, what's up? Everybody in Northern California, Central California, Utah. Remember, we have Rob Roy out there listening to us in Utah, who is now sitting in the ABC sound booth. Can you dig that?
Oh, hey, a big shout out to the Robster, Rob Roy.
I miss that cat, man. We did some good rock and roll shows, man, back in the days of the ARB. That's right, the former ARB. We won't go into anything else. Also, I want to give a shout out to a good buddy of ours that we met at ARB. Remember Big Gus, Gustavo?
Yes.
Homie Gustavo?
Yes.
Apparently, he was involved in a very bad traffic accident. He's trying to heal up right now. He's got himself into a wheelchair. It was a pretty bad situation. I want to give him a special shout out from the bottom of my heart and let him know that we haven't forgot him. And as soon as he's healed up, maybe he can give us a buzz and give us the homie aspect of Back to the 80s, because, you know, he looks like he's swinging maybe 30, but, you know, come on, bro, he was back in the 80s. He can't lie to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. Well, big shout out to Gus, man. I hope you do a very, very quick recovery over there, man, wherever you are.
Everybody that's a first responder, everybody that's working in retail, everybody that is a paramedic, a doctor, a nurse, everybody that is out there working, putting themselves in possible risk of the virus, here's to you. Here's to everybody that is serving in our police force, our fire department, of course, our medical staff, like I mentioned before, and our troops, both men and women out there. Thank you for protecting us and giving us the freedom to do what we do right here. Toscano, I want to thank everybody and give a shout out to everybody right now that is sitting around in sweats going commando. I want to give a shout out to everybody right now that could be eating popcorn, maybe they're eating chips and salsa. And I want to give a shout out to a bunch of my special homies in Montebello, California that attended St. Benedict's with me.
Today, as we were mentioning, we're going to be talking about 1983, 1984 New Wave music. On this train of New Wave, I've mentioned to you many times, you know, even in private conversations, just between you and me, I never pictured you the type of guy that would be listening at any time, at any point in his life, to New Wave music.
Well, my partner in crime, I will explain this. You know, music is everything to me as I've grown up. Every decade of my life, I can recall pretty much most of the bands, the music, the songs, and the artists of that decade. You know, my preference is of the rock and roll, and the rock and roll comes in many genres, from the blues rock and roll to the hard rock and roll to the metal to the dark black metal, all the way to the alternative, and yes, the new wave. My love of the new wave is because, why are we doing this show? The 80s. You have to know the Chang is a lover of music, correct? Just like you.
Sure, sure.
So that means we, as lovers of music, are like wine lovers, cheese lovers, alcohol lovers, lovers of fine things, to where we're going to go and take a nibble of this, a nibble of that, and experience, put it in our taste bud log and see if we like that. I find that with music. New wave, there are a lot of bands that I do really dig in new wave, and that's because I've seen that they have the musicianship, they have the intellect, they have the key with what needs to be made at that particular time and a certain experience that they went through that's going to capture the attention. So there's certain bands that were in the new wave era that I thought were of that relevance. So tonight, I'm going to lay it on your feet with your booty socks and all. Kick off your shoes, show me your booty socks, and tonight we're going to get down and dirty.
All right, well, I'm ready, willing, and able, man.
Okay, my very first new wave female artist, and tonight I'm going female because the chicks, they knows how to get them kicks. You know what I'm saying? The 80s ladies brought it. And this first band is Berlin, out of Southern California, I believe. And their very first hit was Metro. I remember seeing Berlin at my grad night at St. Benedict's in 1983. I saw them and I stayed for the whole set, and I was enthralled, and I was into every tune that they did. Synthesized rock sometimes goes bad, sometimes it doesn't. Art is great. Berlin, the way they put it together, and it was a live show, it worked really well. I gave her props off. The chick can carry a note. She could take you up and down and all around. And she was a hot looking chick.
You know? Berlin was great when the first time. Now, do you remember Berlin being on MTV at all? Because believe it or not, I don't remember any videos from her.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Metro was their very first video. It was a black and white scenario. She was sitting on a train. You get glances of her hotness and her blondness, and you know, yeah, what I mean? It's kind of the way they did videos back there, everybody can relate. You know, they kind of did it almost into a movie, a mini movie type setting.
And it was something that didn't make sense.
Right, but Berlin and Metro actually was made to look like she was on a train telling a story. You know, they showed the band members periodically on flashes, and they were wearing Columbo overcoats and black hats, kind of shadowed in their faces, kind of, you know, mysterious, seductive looking. She was a hot looking chick, I'll tell you that much.
Listen in so people can get an idea, especially people that have never heard Berlin with the Metro. Synthesizer in the background.
Yeah,
that was big time into synth, wasn't it?
You know, it was a great album, man. It was a great time. You know, music, like I say, the synthesizer kind of made some bands, and it kind of broke some bands, kind of cheapened some bands. You know, I can go into so many artists where I can give a name, and I don't want to be Dick Hader, but I enjoy being the hater every now and then on bands where synthesized music just didn't you know, go hand in hand with the style that already had promoted, or the style that you knew they could take it, but they went synthesizer. You know what I'm saying? Another great band was the B-52s. Now the B-52s, you know, the main lead singer, you know who he was, Mr. Famous, you know what I mean? He had such a voice that how could you even be a co-lead singer in a band with that guy. Such an eclectic type voice, something totally different, a different range. But if you listen to the background singers of the B-52s, it's hypnotic. You know what I mean? It's old school. You can almost see the Ronettes in it.
I can tell you it was hypnotic because I hated the B-52s. And still, and look, it's hard for me to hate some music, but oh my gosh, the B-52s, and especially with the worst song that I've ever heard in my entire life, which was, it wasn't during New Wave era, you know, it came, I think, in 1987, maybe, or 1988, but it was the Love Shack. But remember, I hated the Love Shack.
You know what, brother? I will have to tell you. I agree with you. That was a song that I really didn't care for. That song kind of reminded me of like going to the beach. And I'm the Chang. I hate going to the beach. I don't like sand in my toes. I don't like swimming in water where fishes duty, where people drop their trunks and urinate. I don't like that kind of scene. So Love Shack always reminded me of going to the beach. I hated that song like I hate going to the beach.
Well, I got to tell you that from 1983, the Eurythmics is another band who burst on the scene with their Sweet Dreams Are Made of This album, which, by the way, I used to get so confused when I was a kid. I used to say, wait, are they saying Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, or are they saying Sweet Dreams Are Made of These? I just couldn't really wrap my mind around that.
I believe it's These. You have to give a lot of credit to the Eurythmics. You know what I'm saying? The music ensemble of musicians that they gathered to make the music they did. And they were once married, Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox. Annie Lennox had such a voice that was kind of the ranges of greatness, to where you can go into the Ella Fitzgerald, you can go into the Etta James, the Billie Holiday. You could take it into like a Heart. You know, with Ann Wilson, something hard, rocky like that. She had a range that was way beyond her even making it as pop new wave. And she could also act, and she was freaking hot too. Annie Lennox was so hot.
She gave me a weird vibe. Yeah. And I don't know what it was. She kind of reminded me of somebody who would work like at a funeral home.
You know what? She reminded me of a dominatrix, and I would have let her spank me.
That's
back in
what
the
it
80s.
Is. You know what? That's what it is.
Me being the Chang, you know what I mean, bro? I'm about the rock and roll, bro. I'm all about the wear the leather. You know, I'm a metal kind of cat. And oh, yeah, I would have let her spank me. But you see, I wouldn't have let her do the Pulp Fiction with a red ball in my mouth because I give my pit bull a red ball when we want to throw it around the yard so I can get him fit built. You know, and so I wouldn't go that route. But Annie Lennox, that band, great band, man. Dave Stewart, musical genius. Annie Lennox, a vocalist beyond vocalists.
That's right, Annie Lennox with the Eurythmics, a song played to death on every radio station, I believe, all around the world.
It was global. It's global like Back to the 80s is going global. Now here's a band. I don't know if you remember this band. I'm pretty sure most of our listeners will remember this band. And you know the Chang is hitting you from the hip tonight. The Motels. Are you aware of that band? That was a great band. A strong vocalist. Totally strong. She was also a very voluptuous, gorgeous-looking brunette. And the song that took it home for them was in 1982. This was one of their harder cuts, Mission of Mercy. The piano in this is freaking phenomenal. Kind of like a Billy Joel, takes you back to that kind of burlesque type. That's what this video reminded me of.
I'm on
Well, it was definitely a mix of music, wasn't it? That harder, a little bit harder rock with the synth in the background,
yeah,
giving it that very just special new wave vibe.
Kind of like a rendition, something David Bowie would have his hands in, that kind of a clay kind of mold of some type in music. Wouldn't you say so? Very David Bowie.
Oh, yeah, very David Bowie-ish. It just has that David Bowie-ish feel.
Yeah. What do you got for me next? How are you standing the bricks up to me? I'm building a wall here, Toscano.
Oh, you better build it harder, because up next is a band, of course, that comes from the land that produces so many hits. And, of course, I'm talking about
the UK. I'm listening to you. I'm the queen mother, you morons. Everything great is from here, including your butter.
This is dedicated to you, Chang.
Oh, I hate this song.
That's Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Relax.
Man.
Now, tell me, what is the beef that you have with this song?
Well, where do I start? If I was in Hollywood like I normally was,
like,
and Frankie came
like,
to Hollywood,
start, right?
I would make him leave or I would go somewhere else. I just couldn't do this band. I was not into the dance sound-oriented type synthesized music. So I thought them getting catapulted in the new wave era thought that they were something other than pop. I would put them probably like Madonna, honestly, something of that nature too. Even with Wham, the more material and the more type of music that you would dance to in a club, I wouldn't put them in new wave as much as other people would, or they may have on Google.
Well, you know what? The fact of the matter is they were really hardcore new wave synth pop. And, as a matter of fact, their 1983 debut album, Relax, which was this, it was banned by the BBC in 1984.
Well, right onto the BBC.
Don't be a hater.
Hey, is that the phone? Is that Dick Hader trying to call? I hope that's not Dick Hader.
No, it's not Dick Hader. They ended up also winning in 1985 the Brit Award for Best British Single with their debut album, Welcome to Pleasure Dome. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Mm. Now, that was a movie also, right? Welcome to the Pleasure Dome?
No, I think you're thinking of Max. What was it? Mad Max.
Oh,
at the Thunderdome or something like that.
That's right. I was thinking of the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you were.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay.
My bad, player.
So what else do you got for me?
Now, Toscano, are you ready? Are you ready to cringe? Now,
Let's go. I want you
to do me a favor, like you're going to be in a plane crash. Put your head between your knees and put your hands over your head.
By the way, I hate to burst your bubble, but you know I'm not going to cringe because I really, really like New Wave.
All right, now I'm going to have to hit you with this song. Okay, brother, this is another strong woman, The Pretenders with Precious. I mean, The Pretenders, their first album, I'd say there was at least maybe 6 hits on that. You know what I mean? But it was a rocking album. You bought that album, you know where you're going to get some ass-kicking rock and roll. She was classified as new wave. You know what I mean? But, that was something I always thought that was out of touch. Just like when Jethro Tull was voted as best metal act for the year over Metallica. Pretenders, they were categorized as new wave, but I classify them as hard rock. But we're talking new wave. This is what was on the list. So I'd go with the Pretenders with a great, sexy, of course, everybody's favorite, Chrissy Hynde, and that magnificent background band. Met me one.
Hey, did you know that she came out in an episode of the 90s hit show Friends?
Yes, I did know that, bro. She looked pretty hot.
Yeah, because every time that episode comes on, I always wonder, I know I've seen her. Well, obviously, she's from The Pretenders, of course. Anyway, this is Back to the 80s. When we come back, there's more talk of New Wave and a lot more.
That's right. Don't you go anywhere, because we'll go looking for you. We have the tools to go looking for.
When the economy was good and the metal was heavy, man. Back to the 80s. And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
You're listening to Back to the 80s. This is Toscano from Toscano and Chang. We're talking about the 80s new wave craze. So if you just joined us, thanks for doing that. We are talking with the Chang now about a subject that has, you know, it didn't really last too long as far as that new wave didn't really remain too long with us. You know, we've got what we got, and that's about it. 1980 to 1984. And then, of course, afterwards, there were some songs by those same bands, but it just, there weren't anything new coming out because of what happened in the 90s. But the following band is a British ska and pop band who falls into the new wave craze as well. And it's a song by Madness from the album The Rise and Fall. And the song is, of course, Our House.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the...
Now I gotta be honest with you, Chang. This song by Madness, Our House, falls into my top five of all time, of all genres, in my top five favorite.
That's pretty cool. Madness was all right with me, you know what I mean? My favorite song was One Step Beyond.
A very good song as well.
You know, I'm sure you think that a lot of my radio presence, the prowess I take, just like Mrs. Chang thinks, every now and then you go one step beyond. But then again, I have to attribute it because I did stand-up comedy, and you have to go one step beyond.
Of course. You always do.
Now my next brick on my wall of new wave kicks that get their kicks is this. I have to bring up this band, even though it was a dedication or it was a request from a guest that was on an FM station at one time, and the band is Missing Persons, the Bozios. I mean, dude, Terry and Dale Bozio with Walking in LA. I mean, that just, you listen to that song, video or not, you just think about Los Angeles. They're everything about Los Angeles, the fashion, you know, the bigger than life. And actually, I think she came out with the cup bra way before Madonna, with the blonde hair, good looking chick. She had great vocal range. Her husband could pound on the drums like John Bonham. They had the synthesized look. They were everything about LA, and they had the glitter. I think that was a great new wave band. That was, you know, hands down.
And I also think that this is one of the bands that really becomes a staple for that time of new wave and of Los Angeles. Let's take a listen to Walking in LA by Missing Persons.
Let's take it back home to LA, Tuskegee.
Maybe someone do that. We'll fix the show.
She had a very particular way of dressing funky And very apropos for the new wave genre, of course, with bleached hair in different colors and with those gold cups for her bra and gold pants sometimes. And sometimes she wore coconuts.
It was hot. It was incredibly hot. You know, I thought it was captivating. It was hot. It was fresh. You know, she stood on a ledge on her own. She had no fear, flash, everything that is going to need to draw attention. And if you got to get to the top, you have to draw attention. Sometimes negative attention gives you positive attention. Sometimes whatever you're doing is an attention, and that's what you want. That's what you crave. That's what's going to put you out in the forefront above anybody else that's doing the same dig that you're doing. Yeah, and I thought, man, they had it all together. She was pretty hot. She knew how to move that mic. She knew how to captivate. She knew how to dress. The band knew how to dress. The band, if you take the band alone away from the poppiness, I mean, each player in that band could hone their own chops. It was a great band. You know what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah, I love the band. And if you love anything new wave, you're going to love Missing Persons.
You have to.
Coming up next, we have another one of my choices. Okay. It's you know, these songs, the ones that I chose, most of them are going to be the ones that are played to death on the radio. Right. They're just played. They're hacked away. But you know what? These are what left footprints in our society,
right,
worldwide, of course. And this following song is a song that is interpreted throughout the history of 80s music. Cover bands galore have covered this. It's been in movies. If you could tell me what it is.
Walk along the city streets. You used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. How can I forget you, girl?
Never get tired of listening to Naked Eyes with Always Something There to Remind Me.
Very easy.
Step
in an elevator and they're on and you're like, I want to jump off this elevator. I'm going to climb through the trapdoor up on top just to get away from the speaker playing this ridiculous
song. And there he goes.
There I said it.
The hater is here. Are you telling me that you don't like Naked Eyes with Something There to Remind Me? Oh.
I'm telling you. And I'm telling our listeners, I am not a fan of the Naked Eyes. As a matter of fact, I wish it was Naked Voices so I wouldn't
Here's
have to
what
see
I think
or
of that.
Hear them. What do you think of that? I have this nagging pain in the middle of my head, doctor. What is it? Oh, it's Naked Eyes.
And I thought you were going to love it.
No. I couldn't. You know what? I hate more than that song.
No, come on. No.
The fear of COVID. Booyah! Rock and roll.
Well, I guess, you know, not every genre is for every person. You know, this is like 31 flavors.
No.
So there's it's a big buffet and you could choose.
Can I have a coconut cone? No, I want chocolate. I didn't say coconut.
Oh, poor Naked Eyes. It's from their album. By the way, that was from their album, Burning Bridges. How do you like that? Yeah.
Yes, it was. And I wish they would have burned that album and never have recorded it.
I think it's great.
What do you think of that? This next band that I got to give it up to is the Bangles. These chicks could play, and good Lord, what I would have done just to be a roadie. And when they came out with Walk Like an Egyptian, that song had everybody was in a craze for that song. People were trying to, you know, dance like Egyptians. You know, you started seeing chicks put Egyptian makeup with the hair, you know, Susanna Hoff looking ever so gorgeous, like a Liz Taylor with that eye makeup.
Yes, and the big earrings. Song. Remember that? The big earrings, Susanna Hoff?
Oh, I would have loved to have played hula hoop with those earrings with her on. If you know what I'm talking about.
And with your body, you probably could have. So, you know what? I gotta tell you, though.
That's a low blow.
That's a compliment. That is a compliment.
That's right, bro. I was lean and mean, like you were. I saw that picture of you at the beach.
Oh, did you?
Eric Estrada.
Yes.
Minus the muscles.
Minus the muscles. Of course, I was 30 years younger than Eric Estrada.
Yeah, that's something. Eric Estrada. I want Eric Estrada on the show one night. That would be
fantastic. Yeah, we're going to do our best.
We got to get Corey Feldman on the
Corey,
show.
Corey, you're flaking on us. Come on, Corey. Get on the ball. Now, Corey's got too many things on his mind right now. He's got too many plates spinning at the same time. He's got a documentary coming up, and then he's got his album to deal with.
I'm looking forward to see that, dude. And I would love for him to go on the show so we could talk to him after we check out that doc.
The Bengals. Susanna Hoffs at the lead with Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the lotion.
Let's say something like that. Enjoy.
Hard to know. So strike a pose on a Cadillac. If you want to find all the cops, they're hanging out in the donut shop.
You know, I can hear Susanna Hoffs and the Bengals any time of the day. Up next, Depeche Mode. Their English electronic music band formed in Basildon in 1980. The group trio with Dave Gunn. Oh my gosh. I gotta tell you, and I'm being dead honest. David Gunn and People Are People. Depeche Mode, 1984. One of my favorite bands in the world. Check them out. Oh, you gotta love that. That is the epitome, my friend. The epitome of new wave.
I'd rather drop a 50-pound anvil on my testicles than listen to that song or that entire album. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Depeche Mode released their debut album, Speak and Spell, in 1981, bringing the band into the British new wave scene. Like I said, whenever I hear Depeche Mode, It pumps me up, almost like listening to White Snake with Here We Go Again. I mean, it just pumps me up.
Oh, my God. Now, first of all, put your shirt back on, because I know I watched you take it off as you were dancing.
I had to. I had to do
the groove of this song.
That's right.
But I would rather have an anvil dropped on my testicles than to listen to this band. This is not Changtastic, Changerific, or Changly in any way, but I give mad props to anybody that did like them. They did have that new wave sound all the way through. Just wasn't my cup of tea.
You know, Chang, next time we're in the car together,
yes,
I'm going to drive by Sunset Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard. You take your pick. Oh. We're going to put the top down, and then we're going to blast this.
Get a convertible so I could throw my hair into the wind.
Well, that's why I said we're going to put the top down.
But we both have to drop like Right Said Fred.
So I take it you are not a fan of Depeche Mode. How dare you, my friend?
You know what? I had an opportunity to go see Depeche Mode. And
here we go. I can feel it coming.
I had to make a lie up and said I drank too much Pepto-Bismol because I couldn't poop. And now I can't stop pooping. So I can't go with you to the show.
And there it is.
There it is.
Yes.
No. I've got a song here. It wasn't one of my favorites. This is probably number one of my least favorite song back in the 80 realm. Now, this is 1984, February of my birthday, which even hits me over the head twice as bad as me hitting my head at a 5-foot door frame from the floor to the top. This song is, are you ready for this one? I know you remember it. Okay, now take off your shirt, show me your hairy armpits, because this is Nena Hagen, 99 Luftballons. Now, this song irritates me. It reminds me of like a bunk kids party where there's no clown. They're just putting balloons up. And then this chick takes up her, You know, she's lifting her arms. She had more hair under her arms, bro, than I did at that time in the 80s.
Yes.
What I'm talking about?
And she ruins every single thing about her. You know, when I saw this video for the very first time, I was so attracted to Nina. And when I saw this come out, here you go. Listen to this. So I'm listening to this and I'm watching the video.
Right.
And lo and behold, she raises her arms.
Yes.
And it's like my world fell. It's like finding out that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Yeah. She had Santa Claus beard hair under her arms. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, so that's Nina with 99 yeah. Luftballons, and yeah, she also made this song in English, which is basically called 99 Balloons.
It's so watered down when you say it like that. It's like going to Taco Bell. Can I have a taco? Can I get a burrito? No, don't say it like that.
Well, the way she says that is 99 Luftballons.
That's right. And give her yeah. respect. The woman had hair under her arms, but no one else did.
Oh, she's got my respect, but first she can shave, then she can give my respect.
Now, Toscano, could you imagine making passionate love to her, and then both of you have sweat beads coming from your underarm?
You know what? I am a married man, and I do not want to even picture that.
No, I'm talking back in the 80s before you were married.
No, I still don't want to picture that, because the hairy arms, like I said, it was like finding out Santa Claus never existed.
It's like finding out Sasquatch was sleeping in your bed and masturbating.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong. If you just joined us here at the Madness of Toscano and Chang and Back to the 80s, we're talking about the craze that the new wave generation left for all of us. And Chang, so I brought to you one of the bands that you hated, which is one of my favorite bands of all time, which was Depeche Mode. We just talked about them. But now... Are you ready for this? Now, I can't wait to see your face as soon as I start playing this song. I'm going to give you a few moments just to kind of bask in the ambience of what this song is bringing to the table. Here we go, my friend. Enjoy, because I know
it's
you're going to love
crap.
It.
I'd rather slip my wrist with a butter knife.
I passed the howling woman.
A picture saw somebody on the street coming out with red targets.
Oh, that's right. You can hear the Chang talking in the background because he just loves.
Robert Smith reminds me of Saw, and what he's doing is he's doing a promo for Target on his.
You know, this song is called "The Walk." And it's by The Cure that was released as a standalone. It was released as a standalone single in July of 1983. And it later appeared on the compilation album Japanese Whispers. This was from the B-side of The Dream, The Upstairs Room Lament.
I wish everybody would have whispered this crap band. This guy scares the hell out of me. I don't like clowns for some reason. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus freaked me out. One time when my parents thought it would be cool to get good seats by the ringside because I wanted to see Gunther Gabriel Williams, the blonde stallion with semi-long hair, tame wild beasts. Clowns and me, no, do it. My wife.
Now, let me tell you, this band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally after so many years in 2019. And also, let me give you an interesting fact. My very first concert ever, I was 14 years old.
Wow.
At the Los Angeles Forum, I went to go see with my buddy The Cure.
Really?
Incredible. Yeah. They performed incredibly. They had a great show. Now, I'm not a fan of every one of their songs, but and also Robert Smith, I grant it to you, although his appearance has changed quite a bit, and he is quite scary today, but his voice remains exactly the same.
You could say that, or you could also say Saw 14 starring Robert Smith as he represents Target. I'm going to have to tell you, Toscano.
You love The Cure, don't you? Let me ask you something. If you had a chance to go see The Cure or Depeche Mode, which group would you choose?
I'd rather go get venereal disease off of a $5 prostitute and not go to either show, because I'd be in the ER getting B12 shots in both cheeks.
Such a
hater. That's what I would rather do.
Such a hater.
Toscano, you, my friend, are making me the hater that I don't want to be. Please. The Cure?
Yeah.
What are they the cure for? I'm not sick. Certainly they're not. They make me sick. How are they my cure? Explain that to me. Tusky, my friend. I'm going to give you one more because you keep giving me. I'm going to have to get my Coleman camping toilet out and sit there as you keep hitting me with songs that you're hitting me with. Okay. You ready for this one?
I have to. It's a must.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Go-Go's.
Ready.
You know what I mean? The Go-Go's, my brother. You have to go back
to 1981.
Okay,
and what do we got from the Go-Go's?
We got the beat. That was one of the most poppiest kind of girl-enhancing, we got the spirit, we can do it type songs. Had the cheerleader kind of sound, which kind of to me brought out Tony Basil. You know what I mean? Had that kind of a feel. But then if you give it up to the Bangles, musicianship-wise, they were all pretty talented. You know, all of them could sing. Belinda Carlisle could sing. She was almost kind of like that cute Southern California beach chick. All of them kind of were. Me and Mrs. Chang went and saw a band called The Blue Bonnets, and I believe the guitar player and the bass player of the Go-Go's in later years played in that band, and it was a all-girl ensemble of blues rock, and they wailed it home. It was not long after Ray Vaughn's fifth year anniversary of death that we went to go see this show. We also saw John Mayer play with Stevie Ray Vaughan's band Double Trouble. A great show, but the Go-Go's, they could hold their own. I mean, everything they touched back in the early 80s was gold.
You know, last year during lockdown, I believe around the month of September or so, the Go-Go's performed this particular song, We Got the Beat, doing it from Zoom. Who would have ever thought we would get to see the Go-Go's? And
let me bring it in. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Put your ears to the mics, everybody, and grab your shoes, because it's time to rock and roll. It's time to get up and go-go. Right here with We Got the Beat. Right here with Just Gotta Watch Out Back to the 80s.
Never stop.
Never stop.
Not even when it hurts.
Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt.
Non-stop. Unforgettable memories from the 80s.
Back to the 80s.
Welcome back to the 80s. Toscano and Chang. Chang here. You just heard the beautiful Belinda Carlisle with the Go-Go's. We Got the Beat. Taking you back to 1981, and we are talking about new wave tonight. Now, Toscano, I would have loved to play Twister with the Go-Go's back then. How about you?
Speaking of playing Twister, here's a band. I guess you could say this is probably their biggest hit, only hit, although they had another song that the radio stations played. But this was probably their only huge hit, and then after that, You know, I think they play at birthday parties and such.
Nice. This, wedding singer type crap.
This is Safety Dance with Men Without Hats.
Oh.
We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can just feel hate from our hearts to our feet. And surprise.
Now, I gotta admit, Chang, although I didn't like any other song but this one from Men Without Hats, whenever this song would come on, I would have to pump up the volume because it was just something about the song that was so different and so happy about it. And yet, it's just very melodic. I didn't know what it was, but it became so popular. This is a song that is even a hit today.
You know what, dude? He had a really good voice. It was a pretty cool melodic song. The midget would freak me out every now and then.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, the midget freaked me out.
you know, the video in itself was kind of strange, kind of very movie-ish. It kind of took you back to the Renaissance. It was like going to the Renaissance fair on acid, where you were intrigued and horrified at some of the acts you may stumble across.
Yeah, it was some creepy carnival in the medieval times.
Yeah, that's what was crazy. It would have made a hell of a video game, don't you think so?
Yeah.
Dance, do, 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 do. And you could be advancing and scoring points. Maybe if you hit the midget over the head with a helmet, you get a pot of gold or something like that. Maybe if you could cut his hair. He had hair like Michael Hutchins of NXS. I'll give the guy that much.
He did kind of look like him.
Yeah, he did resemble a Michael Hutchins. He had that good look going for him, and he had a really good voice. It's a shame that they didn't go any farther than, I think, that album and that song, correct?
Right. I mean, they did. Like I said, they had another song that radio stations would play, but it sounded so bubblegumish and so, I want to say, infantile, just something that you would find at a child's circus. So not the real circus, yes. So not the big boy circus, but the children's section.
Yes.
And then you'd play that song for like birthday parties in that little children's section.
Almost like a child playing the game Simon, where there's only four buttons, four keys. You know, he also remembered Billy Squire. I mean, he resembled Billy Squire a little
but
bit.
But Billy Squire was a great musician, though.
Billy Squire?
Yeah.
Billy Squire was a great musician, a great writer. But when he put on a net type fabric shirt, like a football jersey, and rolled around on the floor with tight pedal pusher white pants, I thought, you know what, Billy? You lost me for a bit.
Very true. And here's a song by the British band, the Thompson Twins, that was actually written after, I believe, an argument between the lead singer, who was Tom Bailey, and his significant other, Alana. And it was written as a result of an argument that was resolved between them both. And that was, of course, none other than the song Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins.
And we fight and delight in the tears and we cry until dawn. Oh, hold me now. Oh, warm my heart.
Released November 11, 1983. From the album Into the Gap, the Thompson Twins would Hold Me Now became a national hit and peaking at number 3. On the Billboard Hot 100 in May, and it stood on that chart for 21 weeks.
Yeah, I remember that. I also remember what happened to their eyebrows.
Oh. And they still sing, and they're still great, man, the Thompson Twins.
Well, I will tell you this about the Thompson Twins. It's a good thing there's twins to keep each other company, because I wouldn't go sit with them.
Oh my gosh, and there it is again. This has been Back to the 80s. I'm Toscano from Toscano and Chang. I want to thank you guys for having joined us here on another Friday as we continued the talk of New Wave, as I got Chang even more changry with my favorite bands. And I bet There were bands you didn't know. They were some of my favorite bands in the world. Did you, Chang?
You know what? I had no idea. Because every time I see you, I think of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
Ah, well, that's what's so great about Back to the 80s. Surprises all around. But you know what? Like I said before, 31 flavors. There's 31 flavors of music going around. And on behalf of Toscano, I want to wish you the safest and happiest of weeks. Take care of yourself. Take care of your neighbors. Take care of your family. Because you only got one. Take care. And God bless.
Chang here, everybody. On the hang for the weekend before I release you to another Changtastic weekend. Remember, we are all we have. Get each other's back and do something bigger than yourself. Remember to always stay lifted and gifted no matter who you are or what you have. It could be worse. Somebody could have it worse than you have. And remember, pay attention to what's going out there. Stay healthy. Do your part to take care of your fellow neighbor, your family member, and always be a damn good human. I want to wish you all an adios, an arrivederci, hasta mañana, sayonara, and to all my homies in the hood, orale, till next Friday.